stories to inspirational truths. A time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm happy to be here. In fact, I'm just excited about the privilege that God has given me to meet with you this day. And I greet you in the blessed name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. If he isn't yours, he can be. He wants to be. In fact, he came to be. Luke 19:10 says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, friend, listen, if you're lost, if I were you, I'd be running to Jesus. I mean to tell you, I'd be high-stepping it to get to him right now. I'd find me a place to pray if I didn't know for sure when I die, I'm going to heaven. And I'd especially be sure to pray today if I didn't know for sure today, I'm going to heaven. Well, look, the choice is up to you. But Jesus calls, he said, whosoever will, let him come. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'll tell you what, living for the Lord is better than living without him. And going to live with him someday will be better than the other option that is for eternity. Well, look, friend, I'm just stirred in my spirit, just happy in my soul, just thankful to know my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm kind of like those apostles that came back after they went out on their preaching tour. We find the book of Luke chapter 10. That's where I'm going to be preaching from today, the Lord willing. They were happy about a lot of things. And Jesus said, listen, fellas, hey, listen, don't rejoice. Let me give you something better to rejoice over than having the demons to be subject to you and to be able to do great and mighty things. Rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If yours isn't, bless God, it can be. You'll just repent of your sin by faith, receive Christ as your Savior. Hey, here's Deb with a song, a beautiful song. The title of it is Heaven is in View. And when she gets done with that, I'll meet you back at the book of Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. Just going to read one verse 18.
Jesus came to me while on my knees. He spoke to my heart's door. And I invited him to stay, to live forevermore. And I will never forget the day when he came to me. And I know
Jesus said, look.
by the eye of faith, those of us who know Christ as our Savior, those of us who I've said just a little while ago, those of us who knows our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life, those of us who have our sins under the blood, we can see heaven by faith, can we not? We can see it in the Word of God. We can see it in the Word of God, where John said, listen, I saw a new city coming down from God out of heaven. How wonderful. Hey, Paul visited there. John in the Revelation was taking there. And one day, friend, one day by the grace of God, by the grace of God, you and I will be there too if we're saved. Hey, I've opened my Bible, like I told you, the book of Luke chapter 10, and I'm just going to get verse 18 out of this passage. And it says this, these are the words of Jesus. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I'm going to talk to you about the enemy, friend. The enemy of man's soul. The enemy of man's soul. Listen, he's got many names in the Word of God. He's known, his original name was Lucifer. He was an angel, and we'll look at that in just a little bit, very brief. And hey, by the way, I cannot exhaust this. I cannot exhaust this message. Listen, it's too big for me, too big for this time slot. Hey, listen, friend, we ought to know about our enemy. There is an enemy of the soul. There's an enemy of every man, woman, boy, and girl's soul that's listening to me or not listening to me. And his name is Satan. We know him as the devil. He had a name in the beginning called Lucifer when he was a bright and when he was a morning star, not the bright and, but when he was a morning star, when he was a chief cherub over the throne of Almighty God. But the Bible gives him other names, calls him again the devil, Beelzebub. And boy, that isn't very becoming, by the way. He's also Belial. I mean, to tell you, he's the roaring lion, the dragon, the old serpent. He's the lie, not just a liar, but he's the lie. Him, the father of it. Listen, friend, he is the enemy of man's soul. I'm telling you, we got an enemy. He probably won't be real happy about this message today, but bless God, I'm not real happy of him. He has helped cause more trouble in my life. He's brought more pain and injury into this world than I can express. With he approached Eve in the garden and deceived her and helped her to transgress the law of God. Hey, listen, I'm not a friend of his. Do you hear me? Oh, he's a great deceiver. Listen, he's an angel of light. And I want you to know he's real, friend. He's a real person. He's a real personality. I'm thankful to God today that I've learned some things about the enemy. And I want you to know, though he's got power, hallelujah, he doesn't have all power. So I'm going to talk about Satan just a little bit, the enemy of the soul. And I'm going to use as a text, if that's all right, the enemy of the soul. But let me give you the points. Listen, they just came to me. I was meditating, praying this morning, and I just got thinking about this. And I want to talk about Satan cast down, Satan cast out, Satan cast in. And we'll look at that here in Luke chapter 3, in chapter 10, verse 18, we find that Jesus said, listen, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That's when he was cast out. But I want you to know something. I believe with all of my heart that there is a future idea in this verse of Scripture. I believe with all of my heart, friend, that Jesus was not just looking back in this word that he gave his apostles that returned from their preaching tour, their evangelistic effort in the nation of Israel. I believe with all of my heart he was looking ahead, friend, to a time that we have a record of in the book of the Revelation chapter 12, a day and a time, friend, that's not too far off. But he was cast out. Or he was cast down. Hey, do you know the two books that are hated by the enemy? You know what two books they are? They're the book of Genesis and the book of the Revelation. You say, why, preacher? Well, in the book of Genesis, the devil's doom is pronounced. And in the Revelation, thank God, it's carried out. And can I tell you something? Satan would tell you that the book of Genesis is a myth and Revelation's a mystery. And one of them's a lie and the other one you can't understand. But I'll tell you what, he's a lie. friend, not the Word of God. And if you ever look, if you ever paid much attention, I knew this, but I didn't know it. Do you know the first two chapters of the Bible, the last two chapters of the Bible, we don't have Satan in them. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. And he was around. He was around when chapter 1 and 2 was being written, and things are getting set up right there, but thank God when he gets over in Revelation chapter 20, we'll find where he's cast into something. Listen, friend, I don't know about you, but I know I've got an enemy. He was cast down. He was cast out. One of these days he'll be cast in. You say, what was he before he was cast out, preacher? Well, according to the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, may I encourage you to write these passages down, if you would. It benefits you. Do you hear me? I mean, tell you to help you. Friend, you'll find over there something written about the king of Tyre. Now, when you begin to read that in chapter 28 and pick it up, I don't know about in verse 11 where Ezekiel said the word of the Lord came to him, you'll begin to understand that the king of Tyre, listen, had to be more than just some sort of natural man. I want you to know when God created Lucifer, when God created this chief cherub, cherub, singular, if you will, gave him a position, an exalted position. My, made him perfect. I mean to tell you, he was beautiful. He could sing, listen, better than any songbird that ever was heard by man. You know what I've been taught and told that he possibly may have done? He went out into all of the creation of God and all the universe and gathered up the worship from God's creatures and brought them back and gave it to God, but he got jealous. Do you hear me? He got jealous. Oh, listen, the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 14 that that he walked up and down in the midst of the Garden of Eden, in the midst of the mountain of God, and he was decked out. He was decked out himself with many jewels and gems. I mean to tell you, look, we find Satan when we watch cartoons. You ever watch cartoons? Man, listen, cartoons today like SpongeBob and SquarePants, I don't like them. A lot of the other ones I just simply do not like. You know what? When I was little and growing up, there used to be a battle between good and evil. There still is. People don't understand it, but there still is. And you know how it was illustrated by cartoons? At that time, well, when somebody was having a difficult time deciding to do what was right and wrong, they'd show a devil. They'd show a red little devil on the left shoulder of the individual trying to decide, torn between two options, that had a pitchfork and a fork and tail, two horns coming out of the head, a little angel with wings on the other side, white, and the halo over him. Hey, listen, do you want me to tell you that's one of the reasons that a lot of people just have the wrong impressions about Satan? Listen, friend, he's not in hell. He's the prince of the power of the air. He was in heaven, but he got cast out. Now today, after that, he had enticed and encouraged Adam and Eve to sin, even then Adam. Do you know what? The Bible calls him the prince of the power of the air. I'm the God of this world. And friend, he is that ruler of the darkness of this world. I mean to tell you, he's the enemy of man's soul. But thank God, listen, one day and a day passed because a pride swelled up in him. Because he said, I will, I will, I will. In chapter 14 of the book of Isaiah, God said, you won't. And God cast him out. God cast him out to this place, and when, listen now, he ushered, bless God, the rule of this world from Adam and Eve in the garden, he became the God of this world. And I'm going to tell you something, friend, there's a lot of mystery in this world. There's a lot of mystery in this book, lots of things that I don't understand. But can I tell you something? If you read and study him like the Word of God presents them to us, listen, it'll help you. I mean to tell you, it will help you. I read the book of Ezekiel chapter 28 and look at how beautiful. I mean, Paul even tells us in one of the epistles to the church of Corinth that marvel not that his angels are able to transform themselves into the angels of life. But listen, friend, I don't think Satan could be so successful. Bless God if he presented sin as it is. But he dresses it up. He glitters it up. He glorifies it up. He never lets you see the backside of the billboard. Never takes you, bless God, to the funeral home. Never takes you into the ICU unit or into the ER. Never takes you, bless God, into homes where children are abused. Wives are abused. Husbands are abused. Where kids are abandoned. Where murder happens. Where tragedy happens on the highway. With drunk drivers. With inebriated drivers. With angry drivers. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, we've got an enemy of the soul. And listen, he's been cast out of heaven. And now look, the Bible tells us in the book of Job that the angels of God, or the sons of God, actually have presented themselves to God. Along came Satan. Along came old Smutty Face, old Slewfoot, I call him. And God said, hey, Satan, where you been? He said, I've been, just like Peter said, walking up and down, to and fro, and all the earth, seeking whom I may devour. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? Hey, can I tell you what? Listen, he's been cast out of heaven, but he's yet to be cast down. And that's the next thing in the book of the Revelation, chapter 12. Hey, listen, friend, this world is on a collision course with judgment. This world is following just exactly what the Word of God has prophesied. I mean to tell you, listen, friend, we're living in the last days of the last days. We're living in those peerless times that Paul spoke about. We're living in that time when Jesus said the church would look like the church of Laodicea. We're living in that time that, bless God, listen, corruption, like Jude said in his letter of or his epistle on apostasy, last day apostasy. Things would be swelling. I mean to tell you, they'd be growing in a spiritual sense, but on the inside. Oh, if you looked on the inside, Jude said that they'd be corrupt. They'd be swelling. They'd be stinking. They'd be rotten. And I hate to say it, friend, that's where a lot of things, spiritually speaking, are today. They're rotten to the bone. And they may be, listen, friend, you can grow a church on anything. Do you hear? You can take program after program and grow a church and grow a number. But you can't build a church. You can't build a church outside of building it on the Word of God. Hey, listen, friend, I'll tell you, he was cast out of heaven. But one of these days, he's going to be cast down. Listen to what the Word of God says in the book of Revelation. Now look, Revelation chapter 12. It's an amazing chapter. It happens right in the middle of that 70th year of the 70th year of Daniel's prophecy. We know it is the time of the tribulation. Matthew 4, 24 and 21. And we know it's the words of Jesus. We know it's the time of Jacob's trouble. We know, friend, and we know that the world is headed toward a time of judgment, toward a time, bless God, of great. Listen, we're already kicking God out of everything we can. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. But there's coming a time when, listen, there's going to be a war in heaven after the church goes. After the church is snatched away, Revelation 4 and 1. After, bless God, our change comes. In the book of 1 Corinthians 15, book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. Listen, there's going to be an Antichrist that manifests himself, that shows up to be made known. And listen, friend, he's empowered by Satan. He'll one day be indwelt by Satan, but he's empowered by Satan. And listen, along about 3.5 years after that the tribulation has begun, the Bible said there's going to be war in heaven. There's going to be war against Michael and his angel. He's going to fight against the dragon and his angel. And the dragon, bless God, is Satan. The dragon is the enemy of man's soul. And you know what's going to happen? I mean to tell you, Michael and his angel is going to whoop up on the devil and his demons. And they're going to be cast down. Listen to what the Word of God says. And when the dragon saw that he was cast under the earth, he persecuted the woman. I'll tell you, he said in verse 12 above that, he said, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, and having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Bless God, he was cast out after he sinned because of pride in his heart in the beginning. And bless God, one of these days, he's going to be cast down. Thank God, he's going to be cast down. And when it comes to that time, you're talking about unleashing all fury. You're talking about all hell breaking loose. And listen, Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 begins with the opening of the first seal of that book. That Lamb of God, that Lion of the tribe of Judah, God out of the hand of him that sat on the throne in chapter 5 of the book of the Revelation. And that seal opens up, bless God, the coming of the Antichrist. He's going to come in peaceably. But I'll tell you before it's all over, he's going to manifest himself. He's going to show you and everybody else in this world that he's an enemy of the soul. He's going to show everybody that he's the great deceiver, and that he's a liar, and that he was wrong and God was right, and that his word was a lie and the word of God was true. And I'm telling you, friend, though, listen, he's got access to God in heaven now. And though he's the accuser of the brother, he's going to be cast down. And when he gets cast down, he's going to be upset. He's going to be angry. He's already unhappy with God. And that's why he persecutes God's people. That's why he hates the nation of Israel. That's why the uprising in anti-Semitism, bless God, is rampant. That's why it's coming out of the mouths of the Democrat Party. Bless God, those Muslims, that people, idiot people, voted into our Congress in the United States of America. I'm telling you, they hate Israel. We're in a heap of trouble. We need an old-fashioned revival of wholesale repentance in America. And he's going to be cast down. And I'm telling you, all hell, literally all hell is going to be broke loose. How about that in the end? Listen, 3.5 more years are going to pass. And bless God, Jesus is going to come in his revelation. Chapter 19 of the Revelation. I mean, he's going to come leading an army from heaven. Thank God he's done got his bride. She's been listened by the beam of seat, and she's been cleaned up. She's been dressed up. Bless God, she's been fixed up. She'll follow her bridegroom. They'll come in white robes, sitting on the one of the stallions coming out of heaven. And boy, there somewhere over in the plain of Megiddo, bless God, and there'll be a great battle, the battle of Armageddon. Satan will be defeated. All of his hordes will be defeated. All the foes of Jesus Christ will be defeated. And can I tell you what the Word of God says? Satan will be caught. He'll be bound with a chain. Bless God. And he'll be put in a place. He'll be put in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. But listen, there's an Antichrist and the false prophet. They'll be in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone before anybody else. Well, after 1,000 years, you know what's going to happen? God's going to allow Satan to be loose for a little season. Bless God, he's going to go up on the face of the earth. And listen now, all those people that are in the millennium, all those people that are sitting under the reign of Christ, they'll have rebellion in their heart. I want you to know, a perfect world doesn't make a perfect heart. Listen, friend, God's going to bring this world and man through 7 dispensations. And to prove that man is depraved. To prove that man needs a Savior. To prove that God is right and righteous and holy. And I'm going to tell you, friend, God's going to cut him loose. Not just for a season, do you hear me? And when that season is over, how the Bible said in verse 10, chapter 20 of the book of the Revelation, and the devil that deceived them, I was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. Listen, friend, listen. He's been cast out. He's been cast down. He's soon to be cast in. Do you hear? Oh, listen, I'd run from him. I'd run from every lie that he tells. I'd run from every deceit. I'd run from every temptation. I'd run from every pretty offer that he makes. Listen, it's deadly. It doesn't satisfy. It won't complete you. It won't fill you up. It'll create emptiness. It'll create chaos. It'll create loss in your life. But I'll tell you, Jesus said, come unto me, and I'll give you life, and I'll give it to you more abundantly. He said, come unto me, I'll give you a peace that passes understanding. Come unto me, I'll make you a new creature in Christ. Come unto me, I'll clean you up. I'll fix you up. I'll pick you up. I'll straighten you up. Bless God. Now look, He'll put the pieces of your life back together. You'll have suffered the consequences of your sin, but thank God He'll take away the penalty of them. He'll give you new life. He'll give you new hope. He'll give you a new name. Thank God. Hey, He'll come to abide within you. He'll clean you up from the outside or from the inside out. You'll start doing things different. You become a new creature in Christ, and therefore you'll do and become new things. But you got to come to Him. And would you come to Him today? Would you come to Him repentance? Oh God, I'm a sinner. Oh God, I believe Jesus died at Calvary. And when He did, He died for me. Save me, God. I deserve hell. I deserve to be lost for an eternity. But God, save me for Christ's sake. Save me, Lord, from my sin, from the penalty of it. And I'll serve You. I'll live for You until the day that I come and live with You. Oh, God, save me. And I'll guarantee you, friend, if you pray a prayer and if you say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, you'll say something like, God, save me. I'll guarantee you that God will save you, friend, if you'll call on Him today. Hey, there's an enemy of the soul. He wants to take you to hell with him. Don't go. Don't go.
You are my Savior.
Until the next time.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.